USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Houston hospital has suspended more than 170 employees after their refusal to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Houston Methodist Hospital had set a June 7th deadline for all employees to receive the shot or risk suspension and termination. The hospital says that 178 full and part-time employees were suspended for 2 weeks without pay for not complying and would be fired after 14 days if they do not get the shot. A group of more than 100 employees sued the hospital last month over the mandate, saying that it was illegally forcing employees to take an experimental shot. And new data from the Department of Labor shows that the cost of consumer goods continues to rise. The Consumer Price Index, a measure of the cost of everyday goods and services, jumped 5% over the last year, according to the new report. That's the largest increase since August of 2008. The index is seen as an indicator of inflation, something many economists have warned is on the rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden says he'll use his overseas trip to send a message to China and Russia. Lance Pry explains.
President Biden, on his way to Europe this week, told reporters he was going to use his first foreign trip to make clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight and the G7 is going to move. The problem, Germany and France don't appear to be on board when it comes to presenting a united front against China and Russia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the state of California has appealed a federal judge's ruling that struck down the state's assault rifle ban. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez ruled last week that the state's ban violated the Second Amendment and kept Californians from owning guns readily available in other states. California Attorney General Ron Bonta claimed the judge's ruling was a legal outlier. Gun advocates say they intend to continue the litigation over the state's ban all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. California's ban on assault-style weapons was the first in the nation to be enacted, going into effect in 1989. Six other states currently have similar bans on their books. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the surge of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border into the U.S. continues, so has the flow of drugs, with Customs and Border Protection saying they've already seized more fentanyl at the border than in all of 2020. Chief CPB agent of the Rio Grande Valley sector, Brian Hastings, says one surge leads to another. He tells NBC News that while his agents deal with the humanitarian crisis, criminals are taking advantage of the situation to bring in drugs.
This sector hasn't seen those type of numbers before. That pulls about 40% of my manpower away from the border security mission just to address this humanitarian mission. We've seen increases in fentanyl. Just this fiscal year, we've had 1,000 pounds of methamphetine seized, 1,000 pounds of cocaine. So those hard narcotic numbers are very high.
The Department of Labor says weekly unemployment insurance claims have fallen to their lowest levels since the beginning of the pandemic. The new data showing 378,000 people filed new claims last week, continuing a downward trend over the last few months. The unemployment rate still remains higher than pre-pandemic levels at 5.8% in May. And Lake Mead, a major source of water for 25 million people in the western United States, has dropped to its lowest level in history. The lake fell to just over 1,071 feet above sea level, the reservoir's lowest level since its creation in the 1930s. Most of the western U.S. is experiencing drought, with much of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah seeing the most severe drought conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.